Okay, now our service this morning has all been about what? What has it been about? Jesus is the light of the world. And you know, I love Christmas, if for no other reason than it is the brightest month in the whole winter, isn't it? And I love all of the lights. Who likes the lights at Christmas? Isn't that terrific? Most of the hands are up. I'll even ask the older folk, who likes the lights at Christmas? Look at that. Most of their hands are up as well. And boys, that is terrific. And if you come up to the manse, some people have said it's a little bit like walking through the wardrobe in the book, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And it's like walking into Narnia because there's all of the lights everywhere. And that's only a part of the lights I would like to put up. I already have planned out what I'm going to do next year. So you're just going to have to wait for that one. But we'll probably start preparing for it about September time, just to get, no, I'm only joking you. But anyway, I love lights, and I was thinking about some of the lights that we have at Christmas and about how those bring in the Christmas message. And here's the first set of lights. I don't see just quite so many of these about these days, but here's one that I have bought now. Have you ever seen a light? Oops. Okay, it will come out, hopefully. Okay. Hopefully before Christmas. Here we go. Have you ever seen a light like that? Anybody? No? Yes? We'll plug this one in. Do you see the way it goes? Look at that. Isn't that nice? That's a pretty little light. Well, let me tell you what you call that light. In fact, I have a PowerPoint presentation, and I could do with my remote control here, and I can move it on. That type of light is called, and I will move on. Won't it move on? A menorah light. That's called a menorah light. It's a really weird color that has come up on the screen there. Don't know what's happening. Anyway, that's called a menorah light. Now, I'm going to have to tell you a wee bit of history here, and I don't want you to fall asleep during this wee bit of history. But this helps us to understand why we have Christmas Day when we have. Because I want to tell you this. Nobody knows the exact day whenever Jesus was born. At least nobody alive today knows the exact day when Jesus was born. Obviously, God knows when it happened, but we don't know when it happened. But we celebrate his birthday as the 25th of December. It may have been the 25th of December. It may have been the 25th of November, or it could have been away into January or February. We really don't know. But this is the reason why we celebrate his birthday at the 25th of December. This is going so well for me. There we go. The chap that you see to the left-hand, oops, it's going forward too far. The chap that you see at the left-hand side of the screen. Oh, I'm going to have to work with this. Sorry. That's it. Good man, Gavin. The man you see to the left-hand side of the screen was an emperor. And he wasn't a very nice emperor. And he believed that he should be worshipped as God was worshipped. And he didn't like the Jews. Do you know why he didn't like the Jews? He didn't like the Jews because they worshipped the true God. So do you know what he did? He decided that he would go into Jerusalem. And he would get all of the Jews and he would put as many of them to death as he could. And he went into the temple and he put up a statue in the temple of Zeus. And then he put his head on the top, or a copy of his head on the top of the statue. And he wanted to be worshipped instead of the true God. He wasn't a very nice man. Sure he wasn't. You're all sleeping. He wasn't a very nice man. Sure he wasn't. No, he definitely wasn't. Imagine thinking that he should be worshipped instead of the true God. But that's what he did. Well, do you know, at that time, there was a group of people who got together, and they became known as the Maccabees. What were they called? Maccabees. Now, that's not a type of bees, just in case you think it is. That was their name, Maccabees. And the Maccabees got together and they decided, Gavin, can you move it forward to the next one? They decided that they would take over the temple again. And so they formed an army, and 3 years later, they managed to come back into the temple. They got rid of the statue of Zeus, and they began to worship God again in the temple. Do you know what date that happened on? Who can guess what date that happened on? That is right, the 25th of December. Now, the Jews didn't call it December. They called that month Kislev. But it was the same as our 25th of December. Now, this is where I get to the menorah. Now, this one isn't a proper menorah, and you'll see why when you look at what is a proper menorah up there. Because, actually, it's not too bad. Yeah, we're not too far off it. What there were was then, there were eight special days. Now, in that menorah, they've only made it the seven you'll see on it, the seven candles. But there were eight special days after that, and they said that whenever they went into the temple, they decided to light the lamps in the temple, but they only had enough oil to last one day. But instead of one day, the oil lasted them 8 days. Isn't that right? Yes, 8 days. So therefore, ever since that, they would get a menorah like this. This one has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on it. And the middle one, they would have taken the candle from the middle one, and each day they would have lit one of the new candles on it until all the candles were lit. And that was to remind them of what God had done in gaining them the victory over the evil emperor. And ever since that, this time of the year by the Jews is known as the Festival of Lights. Now, I used to have a Jewish neighbor whenever I lived in Belfast. And whenever it came to this time of the year, I would wish my Jewish neighbor Happy Hanukkah, and he would wish me Happy Christmas, because both of them were celebrated at the same time. And they saw it was like the Jewish New Year for them, and it was a festival of lights whenever they would have lit their menorah. And that's why in Christianity, what we decided to do to mark the birth of Jesus was that we would celebrate his birth on the 25th of December. And we would put lights up in our homes to remind us that Jesus is the light of the world. So that's the first type of lights we're going to look at. Gavin, can you move it on for me? Okay, we moved way on, but that's good. The next set of lights are these ones, and I'm going to see if I can pull them out here without too much bother. I'm starting to realize things are a bit tangled. Brilliant. Thanks, Sarah. That's us. Think. Here we go. Now, there you go. Can you see them? What are they? Anybody who's sitting near the front, what are they? Angels. They're angels. And you know, the angels are a really important part in the story. Does anybody have angel lights at home? No. Rebecca used to have a set of angel lights. Yes, I don't know where your angel lights are now, Rebecca. Probably still in Bucknagh. But she had angel lights before, and she used to put them up around her room. And there's a good point in that, because the angels were a really important part in the story. Do you remember the bit in the story way back in the New Testament? And it tells us about the angel who came to Mary. What news did the angel give Mary? You can tell me. What news, Adam? Going to have a baby. And can you imagine that? Because Mary would have been not a lot older than some of the older girls here in Sunday school today. She was very young, just a teenager. And yet, God told her through an angel that she was going to have a baby. And then at that time, she was betrothed. Okay, sorry, Gavin, you can move it forward too. At that time, she was betrothed to Joseph. In other words, she was going to get married to Joseph. Is it not moving forward? There it is. And Joseph received an angel in a dream. And the angel in the dream said to Joseph, don't get rid of Mary. You marry Mary. That's a hard one to say, isn't it? Don't get rid of her. Marry Mary. Because Mary is going to give birth to the Son of God. And you will call him Jesus. Now, the normal thing back in those days would have been that you would have called your son the same name that you had. So if I had had a son, he would have been called Mark. In fact, he would have been called Bar Mark, which means the son of Mark. But the angel said to Joseph, you're going to call him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. And you know, that was great news. The angels brought great news. Can you move on to the next one, Calvin? And then we also know about the angel appearing to who was out in the fields? The shepherds were out in the fields, and the shepherds were looking after their sheep, and the angel appeared to the shepherds and said, I've got good news for you. A baby has been born, and he is Jesus. And you know, the shepherds were so excited that they left their sheep on the hillside, and they went to see this wonderful thing that had happened. You know, in the Bible, we read a lot about angels, and we read that the angels came with a message to God's people. And today, we don't need the angels to bring us a message. Gavin, can you move on to the next one? Because today, we have the Bible. Now, the angels still are active, and I believe that even though we can't see them, that the angels are still working on our behalf. But yet, we don't need the angels to bring us the message because we have the message in the Bible today. We have all that we need there, and we can read about God, and we can read about his love for us. So that's the angel lights. On to the next one then, Gavin, if you would. Bell lights. Does anybody have bell lights at home? Anybody? See, these sort of lights aren't just quite as popular these days as they used to be. But here we go. Here's my bell lights. And they do light up. Okay. Do you like those bell lights? Gavin, can you move it on to the next slide? Way back whenever I was young, there used to be a lot of Christmas cards that went around with that sort of picture on the front of it there, and a picture of bells. Now, does anybody know why bells might be thought of as Christmassy at this time of the year? Can anybody think of why? Carols, that would be a good answer. Maybe yes, a little bit, yep. Thing like wing beats, not so sure about that one. What do you think, Adam? Maybe, yes. Well, I'll tell you, back in the olden days, if you wanted to get a message out, you didn't do it in the way you do it now. Now, if you wanted to get a message out to people, how would you get the message out today? I'll ask some of the older ones here. If you wanted to get a message out, how would you get it out to some of your friends? Who can tell me? Phone. There's one way. Any other way that you can think of? Tablet. Very good. I like the way you're thinking. We're going the right way here. Anybody think of any other way that you might get it out? Text. Yes, text. Anybody think of any other ways that you might get it out? A letter. Now, that's very good. Yes, you get it out in a letter. Twitter or Facebook, you see now. Really moving on. You older folk, you haven't a notion what they're talking about now. It's like a whole other language altogether, isn't it? But let me tell you, in the olden days, the way they got a message out was maybe somebody would come along with a bell and they would go, oh yay, oh yay, and then they would bring the message to people. Or else, the bells would peal out in the churches and in the town halls and people would know that something special had happened. Gavin, can you move me on to the next slide? You know, in the Bible, we are told good news. And here is the good news. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Do you know, the Apostle Paul wrote a lot of the books that we have in the New Testament. And this is his Christmas message. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And that says it all, young people, because that's good news, that Jesus came into the world for you and for me. Gavin, could you move it on? And as we're thinking about that, we think again about the angels that appeared to the shepherds. Do you remember that the Bible says there was a multitude of the angels, so many that we couldn't even count them? And this is what they said, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. You see, Christmas It's a time of good news. And I wonder, young people, I'm not asking you to go out with bells, but I wonder, are you telling the good news of Christmas? Are you using Facebook, Twitter, email, text, phone, letters? Are you using all of those things to tell people about Jesus? So that's the menorah, the angel bells, or the angels and the bells. And what's the next one, Gavin? We'll move on to the next one. The next one is star lights. Hey. Do you like my star? You see, you all thought I was the only star in the manse. There's now another one. Anyway, you know what the star's about, don't you? I don't need to tell you. Who was it followed the star? All of you tell me. The wise men. They followed the star, didn't they? They followed the star from afar. They came a long way, didn't they? Yeah. We three kings of Orient are one in a bus and two in a car, isn't that it? Yeah, they came a long way in order to follow, to see about the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, I love looking up into the night sky and seeing the stars. There was just a couple of nights ago, and it was a beautiful night. I don't know if any of the rest of you saw it, but there were lots of stars out. And when you go around to the back of the manse and you stand out there with all the lights out, whoa, it's amazing. And there was a really big moon this week. Did any of you see the big moon? Yeah, it was really, really big. I don't know what to call it, but it was a big moon, a super moon or a supernova or something like that. But it was pretty special. But you know, there was a special star that appeared that very first Christmas. Or, well, yes, I think it appeared that first Christmas. But I believe that the wise men followed the star for a long time. Gavin, could you move us forward? Now, we don't know how many wise men there were. The Bible talks about three gifts. But we don't know how many wise men there were, but we know that they came to the palace because they thought, if a new king has been born, surely he'll be born at the palace. And so they came into Herod, and they said, we're here to see the new king. And you know, straight away, Herod thought to himself, I am the king here. I don't know about any new king, but if there is a new king, I want to get him. And I want to get rid of him. And I am going to kill him. And so Herod had decided that he was going to make sure that he would get who the new king was. And so he asked when the star appeared. And he also asked his wise men to come in. And he said to them, where is this all meant to happen? And they were able to say it's meant to happen in Bethlehem. And so he organized that all of the children who were of 2 years of age and under, that they would be killed. Was Herod a nice man? No, I don't think so. I think we should give Herod a big boo. What do you think? Boo. He wasn't a nice man, definitely not. And he said to the wise men, you go ahead to Bethlehem, and whenever you find this little baby, you come back and tell me so that I may go and worship him too. Do you think he was telling the truth? No, he wasn't. He was telling lies, and that was because he wanted to kill the baby Jesus. But you know, God had a plan. And the wise men did come, and they did find Jesus. Now, I believe at this time that Jesus had been moved on to a house, still in Bethlehem, but had been moved to a house, and that he was probably 1.5 or 2 by this stage. And the wise men were still able to follow the star to come to see Jesus. And they brought him gifts. Who can tell me what the gifts were? We talked about this last week, Ross. Frankincense and myrrh, and there's another one. What was the very first one? Who can tell me? Gold. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And they remind us that Jesus came to be the king who got the gold, that he came to be the high priest because of the frankincense that he would offer up, and that he came to die as the Lamb of God, hence the myrrh that would be put on his body. So it reminds us that when the wise men followed the star, it brought them to Jesus, and they saw the one who would die for their sins. Okay, the last lights that we have, if you can move it on for me, Gavin. Okay, now I really am not sure what way these are going to come out of the box for me. Right. Now, I love these ones. You ready to see these ones going? Whoa, aren't they nice? See, we could do with some of those up around the church, couldn't we? We could put those up outside the church. I was up on the roof of the church last week, and whenever I was up there, I think maybe I should have dangled some of these over the edge. What do you think? Wouldn't they have been nice? What are they? Who can tell me? What are they? Let me hear you all say.
Snowflakes.
And none of you want snow at Christmas, or you don't? Yeah. Och, I don't believe you. You don't want snow at Christmas.
Yeah.
You do. What about you adults? Do you fancy snow at Christmas?
Yeah.
Aye. All our grouches back there. Do you know I would love snow at Christmas? I love snow. Snow is fantastic. I love walking in it. I love throwing snowballs. I even love driving in it. I'm one of those strange people. And snow is great fun. I'm not going to stand holding these up all morning. Here we go. I'll just set them here for now. But you know, snowflakes are amazing. Do you see if you get a snowflake and you put it underneath the microscope? That's what it looks like. That's just two snowflakes there. Aren't they so different? Yeah? If Gavin moves it onto the next slide, you'll see two more snowflakes there. Do you know this, boys and girls? Every single snowflake is different. And you think just for you to have a blanket of snow on the ground, there are millions and millions of snowflakes, and every single one is different. That's a bit like us. Do you know, I know lots of boys and girls, and I can tell you this, you're all different. Some of you are tall, some of you are short, some of you are fast when you run, some of you are a wee bit slower when you run. Some of you have blonde hair, some of you have dark hair, and you're all different. Different colors of eyes, different things that you like to eat, different things that you like to do. And whenever you look at the adults, all of them are different too. Some of them have glasses. Some of them don't. Some of them have hair with color. Some of them have see-through hair. Some of them have their own teeth. And some of them are somebody else's. And you know, we're all different. The Bible tells us that every single one of us is different. But you look at those snowflakes. Oops, back to the snowflakes again, if you could, Gavin. If you look at the snowflakes, you will see that even though they're different, that there is something the same about them. Can anybody tell me what's the same about those snowflakes? Who can tell me?
They're all made of the exact same thing.
Well, yes, that's true. They're all made of the exact same thing. They're all made out of water, H2O. They're all made out of water. But there's something else as you look at those snowflakes that's exactly the same. Yep. True, yes, that's true. Can anybody else tell me something else? I want you to think in terms of numbers. Have we looked at those snowflakes? Tell me something about the numbers.
They all have six sticky outbits.
That is right. They all have six sticky outbits. They do. Those sticky outbits are called spurs, and they have six of those. Every single snowflake has six. No matter what snowflake you get and you look at underneath the microscope, it will have six spurs, every one of them. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's amazing.
I think that that's my friend there. Yes, that's amazing. I think that's incredible. And on to the next slide again, Gavin. Here's the thing. Boys and girls, you are all different. You are unique. But there's something that's the same about every single one of you. And it's this. You all have sin in your life. The Bible says this, all have sinned and fall short of God. Every single one of us has sin. All of you boys and girls, all of the grown-ups down there, everybody has sin in their lives. And we need to be forgiven for that sin. Can you move on to the next slide, Gavin? And that's why Jesus came into the world, because that sin is like darkness in our lives. It's like walking on a dark night and there's no lights at all, and it's kind of frightening, isn't it? And our lives are filled with darkness, and that is why Jesus came into the world. He came to be the light of the world. That's why we have lights at this time of year, because it reminds us that if we receive Jesus as our Savior, if we ask Him to forgive us for our sins, that then that darkness of our sin is taken away. And we have light and life. Boys and girls, I hope you really enjoy Christmas. And I hope this day next week that you've got the things that you've been looking for Christmas. But what I really hope for more than anything else is that you will receive Jesus as not just the light of the world, but as the light of your life by trusting in Him and following Him. Let's pray, boys and girls. We'll just close our eyes and we'll bow our heads as we speak to God. Dear God, we want to thank You that You came into this world, a world that was filled with darkness and filled with sin. And we thank You that You came to be the light of the world, that by trusting in You, we have that darkness of sin removed and we have everlasting life. We pray for the boys and girls here. We realize this time of the year, they are so excited about everything that's happening. We ask that You would help them to remember Jesus Christ and what Jesus came to do. So we pray that You would go with us as we leave this place in a few minutes, and that You would bless us and watch over us and protect us as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.